Okay, Rabbi, so the Mishnah that we began last time, but we have a lot to do here, is on Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah records the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi says the following. O Rabbi Yossi, lo chivo shtei osios elamishum roshem, which literally translates that the chiyuv for writing two letters on Shabbos is the melacha of Roshem. Interesting. Until now, the impression that we got from the Mishnah, both the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Gimel, Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah here on Daf Kuf Gimel, Amud Aleph, is that the melacha of writing two osios is called Kosev, Ksiva. Here, Rabbi Yossi takes a turn, and he says no, that the melacha is called Roshem. And we'll see that Rabbi Yossi not only disagrees with the Tanakhama about the nature and the name of the melacha, the category of the melacha, but he also has a proof to demonstrate this. You know, you can imagine that Rabbi Yossi is having a dialogue with the Chachamim, and he stands up in the Beis Medrash and he says, Shekach kosvim al karshei ha-mishkan, they wrote these rishimos on the beams of the Mishkan, leida, in order to know, ezo ben zugo, which of the krushim belong together as a partner.
To match
them up. That's what we spoke about in the last year, about this concept of matching. And Rashi says that Rabbi Yossi is making a major breakthrough, I would say, in halacha. And he's saying that what was on the Karshei HaMishkan, Rashi says, Simon, Shayu Osim v'Karshei HaMishkan, Mipnei Shemefarkin Oso Ukshi Kaimenu Lo Yachlifu Seder HaKrosh. The also Rabbi Yossi Lemeimar, what's the thrust, says Rashi, of Rabbi Yossi's statement? And that is the afilu lo kosav el rosham shnei rishimos bialmo l'simon chayev. It sounds like, according to Rashi, Rabbi Yossi does not deny the basic chiyuv of kosev in the case of osios, but rather he adds something called roshem, which means that if he wrote instead of osios, he wrote Rishimos L'Simon, because again, in the case of the Mishkan, there was Simonim on the Krushim, and therefore there was one Simon on one of the Krushim and one on the next door, one to match them together. Those Simonim constitute a Malacha. Which Malacha? Roshem. Everybody with me so far?
Right.
Okay. That's the impression you get from Rashi. Now what we want to do is take a look at the Rambam in Pirish HaMishnayis. If anyone needs a copy, I have one copy here. And you'll find this in the classical Shas Bavli of Vilna on page 378. The Rambam says the following. Rabbi Yossi Omer, here it's on the fourth line, Ki kosev shtei osios eino chayev mishum kosev. See, in Rashi's frame of reference, you get the impression that Rabbi Yossi adds something called Rishimos, Lusimonim, and therefore Yechayev mishum roshim. Never did Rabbi Yossi deny or undermine the basic definition of kosev. And in the case of two osios, we have Melechas Kosev. Rabbi Yossi is adding another melacha called Roshem in the case of Rishimos and Simonim. But the Rambam says it differently. The Rambam says that Rabbi Yossi Omer, that Ki Kosev Shtei Osios, when he writes two osios, Eino Chayev Mishum Kosev. Let's take Kosev out of the Mishnah of Lamed Tes Melachos. That's according to the Chachamim, but not according to Rabbi Yossi. Elo, so why you Chayev writing two osios? Mishum Roshem. And therefore Rabbi Yossi is saying that in his version of the Lamed Tes Melachos, Roshem etzleinu me'avos melachos, it's the Av Melacha, and forget about kosev. So even if you're writing two osios, you're not going to be chayav mishum kosev, but rather mishum roshem. That's how the Rambam sees it. And why you chayav mishum roshem? Kevan shahaya b'mishkan. What was going on in the Mishkan when they put a some sort of a writing on the Karshia Mishkan? They were writing what? Now, if I would cover the Rambam at this point and ask myself, what would Rashi say about this? I would assume that if, according to Rav Yossi, there's only one Av, namely Roshem, then Rav Yossi, in invoking the Mishkan as a proof that the Chiyuv here and the Malacha here is Roshem, he would have told you that on the Mishkan they were writing Rishimos, or what's called Simonim. But that's not what the Rambam says. And here the Rambam, in a sense, tries to clarify, but I think he complicates the situation. The Rambam says that Kevan Shehayu b'Mishkan Karshei HaMishkan Hayu Chaf. So there were 20 on the north side, and 20 on the south side, and 20 on the and 8 on the western side. He says, Tachlis Ma Shehayu Monim Sham Chaf. How did they arrive at, you know, designating the Krushim is 20, meaning 20 Krushim. Hayu Kosvim ala Keresh Harishon Bitsido Ha'echad Aleph. So they chose one side of the Keresh. The Rambam doesn't tell you which side it was. But anyway, on that side they wrote an Aleph. So we're not talking about Rishimos and Simonim. We're talking about Osios. The ala Keresh Hasheni Beis. So they knew that Aleph would be matched with Beis. The Kachayu Osim Ad Keresh HaAchron. So what letter is going to be on the last of the Krushim? A Chaf, correct? Vayu Kosvin Olav Chaf. The Kevan Shekain, Kevan Shekain Hu, Kamosha Marnu, Misha Kosav, the Keresh Echad, Yud Aleph. Okay, so we did the first 10. So in each of the first 10 Krushim, there was only one letter, Aleph to Yud. Then he gets to the 11th Keresh, and he writes Yud Aleph. Vehen Shte Osios. Vekochada Yutes. So from 11 to 19, says the Rambam, he's got two Osios on each one of the Krushim. At this point, comes along Rabbi Yossi, and he says, Chayav Mishum Roshem. Again, not like Rashi, that he's writing Simonim, and therefore he's Chayav Mishum Roshem. That's not what the case was in the Krushim in the Mishkan, but rather he's writing Osios. But the Osios, according to Rabbi Yossi's understanding, are Roshem. Mishum Roshem. Now, why is the Rambam emphasizing Yud Aleph Ad Chaf? You know, he could have said the same point even in terms of Aleph Ad Yud or Chaf. This is what the Divrei Yechezkel is going to try to answer. We'll get back to that in a minute. But first, he says the following. He says, V'to'alto, what's his ultimate goal? Heyoso Mishum Kosev O Mishum Roshem. Now at this point, the Rambam introduces the possibility of being chayav for both Kosev and Roshem. So watch this. The Rambam initially says that when you write Osios, you're not chayav for Kosev, you're chayav Mishum Roshem, according to Rabbi Yossi. Now at this point in the Sefer, the Rambam, paradoxically, the Rambam is talking about being chayav Mishum Kosev or Roshem, as if to say you can be chayav for both. And he says the following. Kiladas ha'omer mishum kosev. If you hold like the Shita, the Tanakama, that Yechayev for Meleches kosev, is Yechayev al shtei osios, kishakosav ksiva b'shabes b'shog v'achar kosev bezios v'alamachas. So he wrote two letters when he had forgotten it was Shabbos. Then he reminded himself it was Shabbos. Now he forgot a second time and he wrote another two letters. How many chatos does he bring? Has he violated two different avos or the same av twice? Says the Rambam, according to the Tanakama, Eino chayev ela chatos achas, lefishi melech achas. That's according to the Tanakama. The Tanakama has only meleches kosev. What about Rabbi Yossi? Ve'omer mishum roshem. I'm sorry, I made one mistake. I I mistakenly told you that he reminded himself it was Shabbos. No, if he reminded himself it was Shabbos, even if you repeat the same malacha over and over again, you chai for each malacha another additional chatas. I'm sorry. What we're talking about is he writes shtei osios, and then he writes another shtei osios, behelem achas. So in other words, he was not aware in between that it was Shabbos. So how many malachas has he violated? The same malacha twice. And therefore he's chayev one chatos. As long as behelim achas, one forgetfulness, then you chayev only one carbon chatos. That's according to Tanakama, because Tanakama only has meleches kosev. So he's violated meleches kosev by writing two osios, and again meleches kosev by writing another two osios. He's only chayev one chatos. Veha omer, but Rabbi Yossi, who says mishum roshem, he says, Mone Roshem me avos malachos. He now adds Roshem to the list of 39 malachos. So, how many malachos are there, according to Rabbi Yossi? There are 40. Is Yischaev Shtayim, which means that for the first two Otsios, Yischaev Mishum Kosev, the second two Otsios Mishum Roshem, or vice versa, I don't know. But the Rambam doesn't give us a clue as to why repeating the same action of writing two osios comes under violation of two different malachas. I mean, if the Rambam wanted to say that every time you write two osios, you're chayv shtayim, then the Rambam could have said such a thing. But the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says that the machlokshi in Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi addresses the case where he's chayv for writing two osios and then another two osios. The question is, he chayv one chatas for all of them because he violates malachas ksiva multiple times, or is he chayv for violating two different malachas? And according to Rabbi Yossi, he's chayv for two chatos for violating both malachas kosev and malachas roshem. So what we said before is correct, that the Rambam, according to Rabbi Yossi, adds a 40th malacha. What we don't understand in the Rambam is why is writing osios a violation of both Meleches Kosev on the first round and Meleches Roshem on the second? Or more fundamentally, according to the Rambam, it doesn't seem that he mentions anything about Rishimos and Simonim. The Rambam, even in the case of Mishkan, is talking about Osios. And the Rambam is pointing out that he wrote on this Keresh this letter and then another letter to match it up in the next Keresh, and therefore he was matching the Kerosh, but it's always Osios. And yet Rabbi Yossi says that he could be Chayav Mishum Kosev or Mishum Roshem, and Roshem is an additional Molacha to the Lamites Molacha, such that Kosev and Roshem are two different Molachos, and they each engender a Chiv Chattas on their own. So that the Divrei Yecheskel, his name was Rabbi Yecheskel Bornstein, he was Rashiv in the Mir back in Litta, not the Mir, he didn't make it here, but back in Litta, he's bothered by the Rambam Shita. Now, let's clarify for me, what is the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim? Clearly they're arguing about whether or not there is such a thing, an entity called Meleches Roshem. Rabbi Yossi has it and the Chachamim don't. But what is Meleches Roshem? According to Rashi, we saw the Meleches Roshem is because he's not writing Osios, he's writing Simonim, and he calls it Rishimos. But according to the Rambam, even Rabbi Yossi, when he goes back to the Mishkan, what was on the Kroshim? Not Simonim, but Osios. Why does that engender a whole new entity, a whole new Malacha called Roshim? And furthermore, the Divrei Yecheskel asks another question. We go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Omar Rabbi Yossi, Lochivo Shtei Osios Ela Mishum Roshim. I mean, it sounds strange, but the Ella seems to indicate that he's only Chayav for Roshim, which would be Rashi's Shita. Furthermore, according to the Rambam, the next line in the Mishnah is very difficult, because the Mishnah says, in the name of Rabbi Yossi, like as if to say, I'm going to prove my point, that you're Chayav when you write to Osios from Melechus Roshim, Shekach Kosvim Al Karshia Mishkan. Well, according to Rashi, that's very good, because the point of Rabbi Yossi is that they didn't write Osios in the Mishkan, so the Malach is not Ksiva. What they wrote was, according to Rashi, Simonim. And if that be the case, that's Roshem. So anytime you're Chayav, you're always going to be Chayav Mishum Roshem, according to Rabbi Yossi. There is no alternative Malacha. There's only Malechas Roshem. But according to the Rambam, this is very odd, that Rabbi Yossi, in order to prove his point against the Tanakhama and establish that there is such a thing as Malechas Roshem, he points out that Kosvin al Karshia Mishkan Leida Ezu Ben Zug, for the purpose of matching, they wrote on the Karshia Mishkan. Well, what did they write on the Karshia Mishkan? The Rambam says they wrote letters. So how does the fact that they wrote letters on the Karshia Mishkan prove that you chayev for Malechas Roshem? Well, what was Rabbi Yossi saying to the Chacham? This is what bothers the mind of the Divrei Yechezkel. Okay. Now, I don't know if we have time to go through the Divrei Yechezkel from beginning to end, but I have the Sefer somewhere. Did I photocopy it for you? Oh, here it is. Here. Okay. And perhaps what we can do is we can at least summarize some of the points that he makes. Okay. So there, this piece in the Divrei Yechezkel has many, many parts to it. We're going to focus on Aleph and Beis. Okay, then? That's what we want to focus on. Now, in Aleph, he is addressing the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Chachamim according to Rashi Shita. Then in Beis, he's interested in the Rambam Shita. So he says that according to Rashi, Nireh, the Ikar HaMachlokes Tanakama Rabbi Yossi hi mahu meleches kosev diletanakama ksiva hi ha'av mishum dememishkan hayu kosvim v'roshem eino chayav klal. According to the Divrei Yechezkel in Rashi, if he writes Rishimos, then the Tanakhama says that you're not chayav at all. In other words, the Tanakhama doesn't recognize Rishimos and Roshem at all. Afilu midin tolda. The status of Roshem is not even the status of a tolda of Meleches Ksiva. He goes on to say, so what would be the toldos of Meleches Ksiva? And it has to do with the type of ink that you use, the type of parchment that you write on. That is a total denial of the existence of Meleches Roshem, even as what? Even as a told. Ulrab Yossi, Ha'av Hu Roshem, and the Tolda is going to be Kosev. What's the Av of Roshem? Shekachi Osa B'Mishkan, Shaloyu Kosven El Simon B'Alma. Okay, that's the key line here in the Divrei Yechezkel, that according to Rabbi Yossi, they didn't write Osios on the Karshei Mishkan, but rather they wrote Simon B'Alma. And therefore, the Av of Meleches writing, I'll call it, is Roshem, because it was what they did in the Mishkan was Simon. They created Simonim, they didn't create Osios. The Kosev, what's the status of Ksivas Osios? The Chayev L'Rab Yosim, he didn't told them. In other words, Osios is a tolda of Meleches Roshem, according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi does not recognize Ksivas Osios as an Av. Now the Divrei Yechezkel offers a second possibility, an alternative, and he says, oh, Delogara Mi Roshem. That it means that even writing letters could also be considered Roshem, and therefore Ksivas Osios, according to Rabbi Yossi, would have the status of an Av. But what is that Av? That Av is Meleches Roshem. Ulefize, according to Rashi, Ledidan,
La Allah Lamaisa, the Kaimal and Kitanakam, we pass like the Tanakam, Eino Chai Beroshem. He's not Chai for Roshem at all, because as we said, according to Tanakam, Roshem doesn't even register as what? As a Tolda. And then he goes on to say, and this is on the left column, I think I gave you a photocopy of this last week. He says, V'i Neima, the Gamla Tanakama Roshem Chai Mishum Tolda, the Kosev Amai Dochik Lu'ukim Masnisen Kula Kirab Yosi. The Gemara later on is going to try to establish that the entire Mishnah works out. Just one second. Okay, this sugi we didn't even get a chance to look at yet, so it's kind of premature. He says the following. The Gemara in the Hava Mina thought that he's chayav for small, because the Mishnah says bein b'yamino bein b'smol. The Gemara says no, at this point we're talking about someone who's ambidextrous. So the Gemara says, amai ha'ein der k'siva b'kach, why should it be chayav for small? So the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yaakov, who says, "Ha mani Rabbi Yosi." The Mishnah is authored by Rabbi Yosi. Di Omar lo chivu shtei osios ela mishum roshem. In other words, in Ksiva you could differentiate between the right hand and the left hand, but in roshem there's no difference between right hand and left hand, which has to be understood. Excuse me. So the Divrei Yecheskel asks the following question. If you're going to tell me that even the Tanakhama agrees, this was Rashi's compelling logic, even if the Tanakhama, if you'll argue the Tanakhama agrees that Roshem is a Tolda, why does the Mishnah have to be Rabbi Yossi? Why does Rabbi Yaakov have to say Hamani Rabbi Yossi? The Chacham could also agree that you chayv with your left hand. B'toris Roshem. Call it an Av according to Rabbi Yossi. Call it a Tolda according to Tanakhama. What difference does it make? The Mishnah is just pointing out that you chayv bein b'yamino bein b'smolo. The answer is, says the Divrei Yecheskel, this is what compelled Rashi to the conclusion that according to the Tanakhama, you're not chai for Roshem at all. So Roshem doesn't exist on the radar screen, not even as a Tolda. And therefore, if we're going to explain that writing with your left hand is somehow Roshem, then you can only be chai according to Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi is the one who says you're chai for Roshem, where the Chachamim disagree, and they say that you're not chai for Roshem. So it comes out that according to Rashi, we have a very fundamental machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama. We don't understand exactly what the Tanakhama's argument is against Rabbi Yossi, meaning if Rabbi Yossi's proof is that there must be a Meleches Roshem, which the Tanakhama denies, from the fact that they wrote Rishimos and Simonim on the Kroshim, what is the counter-argument to the Chachamim? Says the Divrei Yecheskel, the machlokas now between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi is machlokas b'metzius. They're arguing about the reality of what was written on the Karshia Mishkan. According to Rabbi Yossi, there were simonim that were written on the Karshia Mishkan, and that's what they used for the matching. According to Chachamim, there were osios written on the Karshia Mishkan. So according to the Shita Rabbi Yossi, what do we get from Mishkan? Roshem. Because those who see money. According to the Tanakhama, what do we get from Mishkan? Kosei, because it was osios. And if it's osios, then according to Tanakhama, there's no basis whatsoever for Meleches Roshem, and it just doesn't exist. It's not even a Tolda. Now, the difficulty here is, A, that there's Machlokas B'mitzius. You know, that's not something that we can get so excited about on Erev Chanukah. You know, I wouldn't dance in the streets for the Machlokas. What exactly was on the crush of the Mishkan? That's the Gansa Machlokas here between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi. And secondly, another problem that we really have here is that according to Rabbi Yossi, they wrote Osios B'Toras Roshem. No, they wrote Simonim, but I'm saying if someone, what I meant to say was if someone writes Osios, he's Chayev Mishum Ksiva as it told of Roshem. And that's a little bit of a strange idea. I don't mind expanding the Malacha to include a Tolda of Ksiva, but what bothers my mind is that how do you justify Rav Yossi's understanding of Ksivas Osios as a Tolda of Roshem? You understand my point? Mm-hmm. You know, if you wanted to tell me that writing Osios was the Av, as we're going to soon see in the Rambam, and writing Tziurim or Simonim or Rishimos, that's called the Tolda, I can begin to understand. Because the whole purpose of writing Osios is to convey some sort of a message, and in the Mishkan it was to match up the two crush and the adjoining crush. So you could say that writing Simonim is also conveying an important message, and it facilitates the ability to match them together. And then you could say that to some extent, even writing Osios could be considered a tolda. You know that. In other words, what I mean to say is that there's a certain definite similarity here between Roshem and Kosev. Again, even though Ksiva is radically different, but you can somehow, again, if you have to, it's a little bit dachuk. I'm not denying it. In Pashtus, to say that Kosev Shtei Osios is a told of Roshem, I mean, again, we're talking Rabbi Yossi's frame of reference, that what they did on the Mishkan was Rishimos. Now you're telling me Osios is a Tolda. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying there is a certain similarity between the two, you know, but it's a little bit of a stretch, you know, to say that, you know, we always assume that a Tolda is very similar to the Av. According to Rashi, you know, to say that writing Osios is similar to writing Tziurim, you know, pictures and symbols, that's a little bit of a difficult thing. I mean, Osios is a whole different entity. You know, I write Osios to convey words, and this is the greatness of man, that man speaks in words and he communicates in language. Maybe the one nation on the face of the earth that can help us here are the Chinese, I think. Because I think the Chinese letters are really Rishimos, are they not? I don't know, I didn't take college Chinese. I was afraid to... My sister took Russian, and that was disaster. So I figured I'm not going to take Chinese. Japanese became quite popular. Yeah. Now I know people here in Israel studying Korean. Could you imagine? Studying Korean. And the Koreans are studying the Talmud. So it's like an exchange kind of thing. But seriously, Osios and Rishimos are two separate entities. But there is some sort of commonality that allows you to expand, you know, the Av to the Tolda. And I believe that I want to get back to that later on. Now the Divrei Yecheskel wants to present the Rambam. She did this already in those days. And he says the following. Omnam HaRambam B'Pirush HaMishnayis Yesh Lo Derech Acheres. He has a different approach. Ubein l'tanakam ubein l'rab Yossi roshem chayef. Okay, that makes me a little bit more comfortable because the Rambam doesn't deny that you're chayef for roshem. And according to Rashi la'alocha that we pass like the Chacham, there is no chayef for roshem at all. It's not even a tolda. But according to the Rambam, the machlokas between Rab Yossi and the Tanakam is only how do you classify Meleches Roshem. According to the Tanakhama, Roshem is a tolda of Kosev. According to Rabbi Yossi, Roshem is an Av unto itself. And then he goes ahead and he quotes the Rambam. And he says that, Enochinami, if you write with your left hand, insofar as Rabbi Yaakov holds that qualifies as Meleches Roshem, then even the Chachamim would say that Yechayev for Meleches Roshem, albeit as a Tolda. So why did Rabbi Yaakov have to say that our Mishnah Hamani Rabbi Yossi? Why not say our Mishnah is the Chachamim? You don't have to be Dochek and introduce Rabbi Yossi, because even the Chachamim agree that Yechayev Mishum mishum. I mean, yechayev on roshim mishum kosev as a told of kosev. So yechayev. So if you write with your left hand, and that's called a rishima, then you should be chayev. That's a very, very difficult point and a sore spot in the Rambam's favorite preference. It's a real stark riot to the shita of Rashi. And now at this point, the Divrei Yecheskel wants to be mavayer the machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and the Chacham. Because again, according to Rashi, the machlokes is the Metzius. What happened in the Mishkan? Did they write on the Kroshim Simonim, or did they write Osios? That's crystal clear. Again, it's not so intellectually satisfying that they had a machlokes on what happened in the Mishkan, but okay, that's what they argued about. What's the machlokes here between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakama regarding the Av? Is there a separate Av of Roshem, that's Rabbi Yossi? Or no, Roshem is only a told of Kosev. What's that argument about? So here the Divrei Yecheskel comes up with a pretty sensational presentation of the Shita of the Rambam, the Machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama. I'm not going to be able to read this all inside because it goes on and on and on, but I'm going to try to summarize in two or three sentences the point of the Divrei Yecheskel. He says the following. According to Rabbi Yossi, why are there two avos in Meleches Kosev? I'm just using Meleches Kosev as like a generic term. Comes along Divrei Yecheskel and he says the following. Why did the Rambam emphasize the Kroshim from 11 to 19? And he says the following. Because there are two kinds of categories, if you will, of double letters. Right? So when we get to Yud Aleph, we're in the double letter. Does that make sense? When I say double letter, I don't know, for lack of a better term. As long as I convey the message, that's the main thing. He says the following. Let's take the example of number 14, the 14th Keresh. And there he wrote Yud Dalet, according to the Rambam. What's unique about Yud Dalet?
It spells a word.
Exactly, it spells a word. It has a mashmos. We've discussed this on many occasions that it could be very fundamental to Meleches Kosev to have a word, or at least the potential for a word. And that we have in Yud Dalet. Masha Enken, he says, in the cases of Yud Aleph or Yud Beis, that has no mashmaut. That's not a teva. Right, there's no teva that starts with Yud Aleph or with Yud Beis, and therefore that's already considered Roshem. So here we have the secret of the logic of Rabbi Yossi that comes to light, that when you write words, or at least you know the potential for words, that's already Kosev. So again, if I had a blackboard here, which I do, but I'm too lazy to write on it, I would say the following, that according to Rabbi Yossi Shita, writing milim, or tevos, that's kosev. If on the other hand he writes letters, and they have no mashma'ut, that's already called roshem. You see the sharp contrast between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi understood that if Rabbi Yossi is waving the flag of the Mishkan, and that's where he concludes that there is such an entity called Meleches Roshem, and again somehow according to Rashi, which again was a little bit of a sore point, Roshem becomes a told of Kosev. I'm sorry, Kosev Osios becomes a told of Roshem. According to the Rambam, what was on the Mishkan? It was letters. And the Pella is, how do you get from letters to Roshem? Rabbi Yossi's, you know, flag doesn't seem to have anything on it. And the answer is, because what Rabbi Yossi has in mind here is the difference between, let's say, Yud Aleph and Yud Beis and Yud Gimel on the one hand and Yud Dalet on the other hand. And in the case of Yud Dalet, that's called Meleches Kosev. And that's an Av unto itself, because on the Mishkan, on the Kashyam Mishkan, there was a Yud Aleph. I'm sorry, there was a Yud Dalet. I'm sorry. I apologize today. I'm feeling a little bit, you know, I started my day way too early. You know, sometimes I wake up and I can't get a full night's sleep. So this is my third shiur today. So bear with me. But if I make a few errors here and there, you'll understand that that I'm just saying those things to test you, to make sure that you're following. That's all. All right. So again, in the case of Yedalid, we have Meleches Kosev, right? But in the cases of Yud Alef, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, etc., we don't have any Mashma'ut. And therefore, if there's no word that you can make up with a Yud Alef, you can't even say that Yud Alef is the beginning of a word, therefore it becomes Roshem. In other words, they use the Yud Alef to link up with Yud Beis. Correct? The two Krushim that were side by side. What were they conveying here? Was there any word that they were conveying? This was just a symbol to what? To match the two. Again, they had it, you know, you could have said, so why didn't they put a picture of a tree, you know, or something? They could have done that too. But the advantage of using letters was that it indicated, let's say on the Tzad HaTzofon, you know, where, how do I organize, you know, one by one, in order, in sequence. You know, if you had just two pictures, then how would you know which two pictures go on which side? You know, where are you going to begin from the Tzofon, where are you going to begin from the Durham, etc., etc. So the advantage was that since there were 20 Krushim, let's say, on the Tzofon, you went from this one to this one, because this one was Yud Aleph and this one is Yud Beis. But that means that those letters were not really functioning as letters. Classically, letters function because of mashma'ut, but rather symbols in order to achieve the matching result. So when you don't have any mashma'ut to the letters, then you have rishimos, and therefore there's meleches roshev. At the same time, Rav Yossi derives meleches kosev for the writing of Yud Dalet. Where does the Tanakhama, according to the Divrei Yecheskel, disagree? Where does he part ways? He says the following, that I don't care about mashma'ut. Mashma'ut is not relevant. Again, this is all the Divrei Yecheskel. I mean, this is not me. This is the Divrei Yecheskel. So if you want to throw rotten apples, you know, you have to go back 100 years ago to the Mir Yeshiva. And he says the following, that according to Chachamim, ksiva means writing letters, period. We've discussed this on many occasions. We came to the conclusion that Chatzi Shir Asim in Torah, if you hold it that the definition of the Malacha is writing letters, but if you hold it's writing words, then there's no such thing as Chatzi Shir Asim in Torah. I don't have to review all that. I mean, we went into great depth on that. Comes along the Chachamim, according to Divrei Yecheskel in the Rambam frame of reference, and they say that the Malacha is writing letters. And that's what they did in the Mishkan. And they wrote two letters, and therefore you chayv for two letters. Now, Yud Aleph is not a word. It's not even the beginning of a word. It has no mashmaut, but that doesn't matter. Meleches Kosev means writing osios. So again, Rav Osi, do we have it klar? That according to the Divrei Yecheskel, the Rambam comes along and he says that the chiddush of the breakthrough of Rav Yossi is that there's something called Rishima. And that's a malacha unto itself. What compelled Rav Yossi to that position? Because he felt that writing Yud and Aleph on the 11th Keresh could not possibly be Meleches Kosev, because he, Rav Yossi, identified Meleches Kosev with Milim, with messages, with words. And Yud Aleph is not even the fraction of a message. Therefore, he came to the conclusion that Yud Aleph is what? Is just a symbol. And if it's only a symbol to convey the ability and to facilitate the matching, then it's a Roshem, and that hence we generate the Malacha of Roshem as a Malacha unto itself. It can't be Kosev because it doesn't have any Mashma'ut. So where does Rav Yossi come off with another Malacha? Well, let's call it number 39 on the list, because number 40 is Roshem, but where does he have number 39 Kosev? And the answer is in the cases of Yud Dalet, maybe in the case of Yud Tes is also the beginning of a word. But in any event, Yud Dalet. Again, you didn't catch me.
You did say
Yud. Oh, I did say Yud. Oh, okay. So I see you're awake, Jeff. You know, I thought I was double tripping you. You know, like
what do you mean the beginning of a word? Yud Beis is also a letter from the beginning of a word.
Okay, so we'll have the same kash on Yud Beis.
But that doesn't mean that the two letters themselves are a word.
You mean like Yibarechacho or something like that? Yeah. Okay. So you're already asking the kasha that I wanted to ask on the Divrei Yechezkel. So wait, so do you mind, Yechiel, if I hold off on your question? It's coming up around the bend, but I had one kasha on the Divrei Yechezkel before I have your question. Oh, so now, according to the Divrei Yechezkel, when they wrote on the 14th Keresh Yudalid, what malacha were they kosef, right? That's the way Rabbi Yossi understood it, and hence he's got not only Malachas Roshem, but also Malachas Kosev. I got a question for you. Before we get to Yechiel's question, that's question number two. Why did they write Yudalid on the 14th Keresh? They wanted to tell you that it had a strong arm? There was no interest on their part for Mashmaut.
It was just coincidence.
Exactly. It's purely coincidental that the number 14 in Yud Dalet happens to form a letter. But that would therefore generate a whole new malacha. Because again, according to the Divrei Yechezkel, fundamentally the malacha is Roshem. And that's what it is on, you know, let's call it 19 out of 20 Krushim. So if you have Malachas Roshem, now you're going to generate a new Malacha called Kosev, according to Rabbi Yossi. Why? Because of the 14th Keresh. Because there they wrote Yudalit, which is also a word. I never heard a more difficult Svara to comprehend in my life. I sound like the Raven on the Rambam, you know what I'm saying? Well, all my Svara Akuma Miyama. No, but seriously, I find this very difficult to generate a new Malacha based on Mishkan when it was purely coincidental.
What I can't understand, Rabbi,
yeah,
they basically are both the same. So one could be the Av and one could be the Todos, and it could be swapped either way around.
Okay, good. My argument is that Yud Dalet is not a Tolva. Yud Dalet is Roshem. Because why did they write Yud Dalet? They wrote it as a symbol, you know, that it's the 14th Keresh. The one before it is Yud Gimel on the right side, and the one after it, which is Tezvav, is on the left side. But it's a symbol. It's not a word in any sense. There's no Mashma'ut to Yud Dalet more than Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, etc. Why call that a new malacha called kosev? Again, you're laughing at me because I'm saying it's a new malacha called kosev. It's not a new malacha. I mean, we know about kosev from yesteryear. But according to Rav Yossi's frame of reference, it's a brand new malacha. Because the real malacha in 19 out of 20 cases, according to the Rav Yechezkel and Rav Yossi, is Rishima. So you're generating a new malacha because Yudalit is a word. Who was interested in writing Yudalit as a word? Nobody. Nobody in their uncle. It wasn't even Havami. And then I find it difficult to read the Mishnah because the Mishnah gives the Mishkan flagship. You know, this is Rabbi Yossi waving the flag, and he's turning to the Chachamim and he's saying Shekach Kosven Al Karshia Mishkan. Well, what does that mean, Kach Kosen on Karshia Mishkan? According to Rashi, it's beautiful. Because Rashi holds Kach Kosen, and what did they write on the Karshia Mishkan, according to Rabbi Yossi? They wrote Mishimos, they wrote Simonim. But says the Divrei Yechezkel, even Rabbi Yossi agrees to the Chachamim, thank God there's no machlokes b'metzius, that we gain, that what they wrote on the Karshia Mishkan were Osios. But how does that prove that the Chachamim are incorrect, and that Mishkan does not establish, again, as I say, the first malacha of Roshem, correct? And that Roshem now becomes the Tolda, not the Av. Why? Because they wrote letters on the Karshia Mishkan. And keep in mind, Rabbosai, that the Chachomim, according to the Divrei Yechezkel, the Tanakama held that Yechayev and Ksiva for Osios, even though what? There's no Mashmos.
Right?
It's not the only definition where Chatzi Shir Mutim in Torah in Osios, I use that as a catchphrase, that the Malach is really writing a word. No, the Malach is writing Osios. So what did the Chachamim see when they looked at the Mishkan? They saw Malach as Kosev. For heaven's sake, they're writing Osios on the Krushim. That is Malach as Kosev according to the Chachamim. No, Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's not Malachas Kosev, it's Malachas Roshem. Yeah, Lishitascha, you're right, because you hold that Malachas Kosev is writing Milim and Mashmaut. But that's not a flagship, you know, that's not something that you can wave into the eyes of whom? of the Chachamim and say, "Oh, I'll prove to you that the Malach is Roshem and not Kosev. If Kosev is a separate Malach unto itself, how am I going to prove it from the Mishkan? What are you talking about? The Mishkan is writing Osios. Osios is Malach as Kosev according to the Chachamim. Chachamim have no. I'm saying the level of this. There's no reason why the Chachamim have to be embarrassed or uncomfortable about the Krushim and the Mishkan. Both Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim have the same exact reality, the same mitzvahs of what they wrote on the Krushim. There's no debate about that. So Chachamim see it as Moleches Kosei. Why? Because he's writing Osios. Comes along Rabbi Yossi in the Gevaldige Chiddush. No, he's not. He's not writing. He's putting Rishimos on.
Yeah,
with a Gantz alumnus. And you have to work very hard to come up with a profound understanding of Rabbi Yossi. And it's very profound. I'm not denying that Rabbi Yossi is profound. But it's certainly not a raya, you know, because the Chachamim were a little bit too simplistic, you know, they took the Mishkan on a very simple level, straightforward, and they said, if you're writing Osios, that's called Malechus Kosev. Comes along Rabbi Yossi and he says, well, no, you know, Osios is for the purpose of a mila of a teva, and here there was no interest in a teva. Good, but don't tell me you have a raya from the Mishkan. According to Rashi, at least we understand very well the raya of Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi is saying there is no such thing as Malechus Kosev. Then it makes sense, right? So according to Rabbi Yossi, what did they write on the Krushim? They wrote Rishimos. Okay, that's a proof that there's a Malechus Rosh. And comes along the Chachom and they say no. According to Rabbi Yecheskel, they didn't write Rishimos, they didn't write pictures and symbols, they wrote letters. Good! Rabbi Yossi L'Shitaso, the way he understood the Mitzvahs of Mishkan, has a tremendous proof against, to undermine the Shita of the Tanna Kamma. But now that we're saying, according to the Rambam Shita, that everybody, Kuliyamalo Pligi, that they wrote letters on the Mishkan, so now we have a very interesting machlokas between Tanakam and Chachon. Tanakam understood that writing letters is Malechus Kosev. Comes along Rabbi Yossi and he says, no, on the Mishkan, on the Kashi of Mishkan, that's not called Malechus Kosev, it's called Malechus Roshem. I don't know. Maybe yes, maybe no. I mean, I could hear the svar. It's a very profound insight, and it's a nice revolution here, you know. But that's the shekach. Are you kosev mishkan? Are you roshim? The voice that are right against the kachol.
The problem with Rav Yossi is, what do you do when he gets to Yudalit?
Okay, so then now we'll get to the Yudalit. Okay, fine. So now we have the third question. And that's Yechiel's question, which I think Alan is also questioning. The Rambam completely omits in his Pirush HaMishnayos any discussion about the Karshei HaMishkan according to Chachamim. There's no discussion about that. According to the Divrei Yechezkel, it's very odd. Why didn't the Rambam bother telling me that Karshei HaMishkan is called Malechus Kosev? It's like Iker Chosim in a Sefer. So let's just summarize three questions that we're asking on the Divrei Yechezkel. Question number one. Why is writing Yudalit on the 14th Keresh considered Mashma'ut, and therefore comes on the Malechus Kosev, and this is going to generate a new Malacha called Kosev, and going to Rabbi Yossi? He had no interest in writing a word. Question number two, what does Rabbi Yossi gain by quoting the Mishkan? What proof did he find in the Karshei HaMishkan where, according to the Rambam, they wrote Osios? Does that prove that there's a Malacha called Roshem? And question number three, why is it that according to Divrei Yechezkel, the Rambam doesn't whisper a word about the Chachamim, how they derived Malechus Kosev? Did they derive it from Mishkan? If they did, then the Rambam should have said so. The Rambam seems to assume that it was Rabbi Yossi who jumped into the Karshei HaMishkan, and he, in that arena, he derived two different malachas, one called Kosev and one called Roshe. Sichil, could you repeat your question one more time?
I was questioning if, in fact, the reason why something's different than Yudalit is, as you're saying, is because it's the beginning of a word.
Ah, yeah. I'm sorry.
Excellent.
So that if we're going to talk about the beginning of a word, if that's what the Divrei Yechezkel understands in Malechus Kosev, according to Rabbi Yossi, and that's why he's chayav for your dalid, then you wonder, you know, why would the Rambam emphasize just the Yudalid? There are many other combinations of letters that could form words. Ella, what? Yudalid is a word unto itself. Why should that make a difference? Are we going to come to the conclusion that you're only chayav for Meleches Kosev if you write a full word? That's a pella.
And then again, also, what happens with a word like Yudalid? Is there also, is there Kosev and is Roshem? Is Roshem a Tolda? Is Roshem the same thing? Is replace it? Because it could be over on two things. You could be
what are we talking about? In Rabbi Yossi's favorite reference or the Chacham? Oh, according to Rabbi Yossi, you know, this is a very odd kind of thing. But if you write two letters and then another two letters, somehow, magically, you're chay for both. I mean, according to the Divrei Yechezkel, that might be true, but you have to add a number of conditions. That the first two letters he wrote, they have a mashma'ut to it, you know, like Yud Dalet. And the second two letters he wrote were Yud Aleph, that has no mashma'ut. And therefore it's only Roshem. And therefore he's chayiv two chatos, behalimachas, for violating two different malachas. I mean, the Rambam doesn't indicate that. The Rambam just says he wrote two osios, then he wrote another two osios. So the Divrei Yechezkel is aware of this problem. I think he says that what the Rama meant to say was that you could have a case where you wrote two osios, and again you wrote two osios, not the same two osios, and you chayev two chatos, even though lechori you're repeating the same av. Yeah. The Rama didn't go into detail as to what those two osios were, and he left it to our imagination to fill in the blanks that two osios in one case formed a word, or potential a word, and in the other case, it didn't form a word, or it didn't have any potential for it. So also what I'd like to do in the time that I have left is to try to present another possible understanding of the Rambam Shita here as an alternative. Okay. Yud Aleph might be conceived as Meleches Kosev, even according to Rabbi Yossi. How so? If Rabbi Yossi's definition of Meleches Kosev is a word, a mashma'ut, there is no word Yud Aleph. But I want to suggest that perhaps it all depends on what his interest is. Does he want to stop at Yud Aleph? Or was Yud Aleph the beginning of a word and he never completed the word? The Gemara here on Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Beis derives from a drasha, Yalfusa, that even if you meant to write a longer word, a larger word, and you only completed half of the word, or part of the word, a fraction of the word, you're chayav. And the Gemara gives various examples like Shem Mishimon and so forth and so on. Here also, what Rabbi Yossi wants to know is, what was his intention when he wrote these two letters? For example, he wrote Yud Aleph. If he meant to write them as Yud Aleph without adding to them, then that must be Meleches Roshen. Yeah. It can't be Meleches Kosev. But if, let's say, the Yud Aleph was beginning of a word, okay, I checked this out in Bar Ilan, and the word that I came up with was Ya'osu.
About the word Ya'or from the Parsha.
Well, Ya'or, okay, Ya'or. Okay. I didn't mean to say that this is the only word that came up. What I meant to say is I came up with the word Yud Aleph. Okay, so if you want to write this down, you don't have to, but it's Yud Aleph Tuf Yud Vav. Okay, that appeared on the screen. But again, in the case of the Karshia Mishkan, when he wrote Yud Aleph, he was only interested in what? In Rishima. He wasn't interested in Yud Aleph for Yoscha or Yosu or anything like that. Okay, now we didn't get to Yud Dalet yet. That's gonna be the challenge. Oh. So now, according to Rabbi Yossi, it comes out that we have two categories within Meleches Kosev. Okay. Now, why, according to the Rambam, does Rabbi Yossi feel that he's compelled to quote, to invoke the Mishkan, the Krashim, in order to derive his conclusion? So the Avnei Nezer has a kasha. Now, I'm not sure if I understand his kasha, but I'm going to tell you what I think he's asking, and I want to use it for my purposes. So this, if you want to look up, Avnei Nezer Simon Kuf Mem Tes Os Yud. And he claims, the Avnei Nezer, that we don't need Karshei HaMishkan to derive Meleches Kosev from the Mishkan. He says we could derive it from the Osei HaMalacha. So I'll tell you what I think he means. The Osei HaMalacha had to write things down in order to keep a cheshbon, in order to know exactly where to put what, or how to structure what, maybe sizes, maybe even costs were relevant. You know, you had certain contributions that they wanted to use for this and for that. So therefore, the Avnei Nezer asks the following kasha. Why does the Mishnah, in this case Rabbi Yossi, feel compelled to derive Meleches Kosev, Roshim, from the Krashim? Why doesn't he derive it from the Osei HaMalacha that they also were involved in writing? Does everybody hear the question the Avnei Nezer? Again, if I understood him correctly. If I didn't understand correctly, I'll have to ask Mechila from him. But I think that maybe this could be the Svar of the Tanakhama. We mentioned before that the Rambam doesn't mention anything about the Krashim when he presents the sheet of the Tanakhama. Could be the Tanakhama felt, I don't need the Krashim to derive the Malach of Kosev. I can derive it from the Osei HaMalacha.
Yeah, keep it
fresh. Okay, let me just go slowly, correct? And if this be the case, then maybe we could shed a light on Rashi as well. Because Rashi doesn't say that when they wrote on the Karshei HaMishkan, then it's according to Tanakam, it's also the source for Meleches Kosev, right? Rashi, just 1 second, let's just see Rashi one more time. Shekem Kosev HaKarshei. What does Rashi say about the Kosvin al Karshei Mishkan? He says it was Simon. It was for Simonim, correct? Right. The Rambam says not like that, right? And right. And Tanakam, even according to Rashi, denies it. So the question now is: well, if you're going to assume that, let's say, according to Tanakam, there is no Meleches Roshem, according to Rashi, at least. So then, what happens with the Karshei HaMishkan?
You're not chayav until you're done.
So the Divrei Yecheskel says that in the Karshei HaMishkan they wrote Simanim, and that's not Meleches Kosev according to the Tanakhama. So therefore, he's forced to say the Tanakhama disagrees with Rashi's Metzius, and that Metzius is only true according to Rabbi Yossi that they wrote Rishimos and Simanim on the Krashim. And no, the Chacham disagree. I don't know if you have to say such a thing. If you hold like the Avnei Nezer's Kasha, could be that there's no Machlokas B'Mitzius, and Rashi never had in his mind to have Machlokas B'Mitzius. He never said that the Chachamim denied that they had Simanim on the Krashim, as the Divrei Yecheskel says. No. Rashi completely omits how the Chacham understood Karshei HaMishkan. So I would rather assume that the Chacham agreed to the Metzius of Rabbi Yossi, and they wrote Rishimos and Simonim on the Karshei HaMishkan. No, but then you'll ask me the question, so what's the source for Meleches Kosev? And the answer is that they wrote themselves notes and cheshbonos about how to build whatever they were building in the Mishkan. You know, there were there were sentences or how should I say it, the recipes and so forth and so on. So when they wrote the recipe for the Samamanim, that was also the Leches Ksiva.
Figure out how much the vat was.
How large the vat was, so they want to know if they have to make that extra pitpute kira, you remember, of Binyan Kaldu, right, and all that stuff. So there was plenty of writing going on in the Mishkan. It was you know, in the building.
It was all
So comes along the Chachamim, and they say, forget about Rishima. I'm not going to use the Karshia Mishkan as the source for Ksiva, because that's not a real Ksiva. A real Ksiva is Osios that has the potential for Tevos. And that's what they wrote for themselves, or one for the other, as messages to how to build the Mishkan. So that's something that adds a whole new perspective, and I think makes life a lot easier for ourselves. Okay.
That's still a serious question.
Yeah, wait a minute. Let me go slowly. Oh. Now, what's the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi? So let's suggest the following. What happens in a case where he writes Yud Aleph, and he has an intention to be mashlim Yud Aleph and make it into what? Into a word. Okay. He never finished the word Yud Aleph. He just wrote Yud and Aleph. Okay. After he writes Yud Aleph, then he writes Yud Beis. And then he writes Yud Gimel. So what does it turn out now? His intention when he wrote Yud Aleph was to write what? A word. But when I look at what he actually wrote, he wrote Simonim. Because right after the Yud Aleph, he writes a Yud Beis and Yud Gimel as a Simon. So the Tanakhama says that he started with Meleches Kosev. Just one second. Let me start the other way. According to Rabbi Yossi, he started with Meleches Kosev, but then he shifted into what mode? Meleches Roshen.
Right.
So the Rambam says that according to Rabbi Yossi, he would be Chayav Shtayim. Correct? Well, what does the Tanakhama hold? Since he started with what? With Osios. I had a svar, but now I don't think it's such a good svar. I wanted to say the following, that according to the Tanakhama, since he started with Meleches Kosev, then, even though he continued by writing letters as what? As Simonim, it remains Meleches Kosev. Right? So the Rambam has the Nafkimini between Rabbi Yossi and Tanakhama is where he wrote four letters, correct? Be Helem Achas. And Rabbi Yossi says he's Chayv Shtayim. Why is he Chayv Shtayim? Because the first two letters he wrote as a word, and that's Ksiva. The second two letters he wrote as a Rishima. So it comes along the Chachamim, and they derive Meleches Ksiva from the Osei HaMalacha. And since they derive it from the Osei HaMalacha, then the Osios remain Meleches Ksiva. Okay, I don't know. That point I have to clarify. Okay. So now, Rabosai, let's see how we want to interpret the Rambam in light of what the Rambam writes in the Mishneh Torah. Okay, so I have it on the Marim Kovah sheet, Perek Yud Alef Halacha Yud Zayin. And the Rambam writes the following. Roshem told us Kosefu. So far, the Rambam is Lishitoso, possibly like the Chachamim, that the Tanakhama holds that Yechai for both Roshem and Kosev, but the Av Melacha is Kosev. And Roshem now becomes a Tolda. So far, so good. Then the Ram says, Ketzad. So what is Roshem? And when are you chayav as a told of Kosev B'Toris Roshem? He says, HaRoshem Rishonim Utsuros B'Kosel U'B'Shosar. That's another place where he wrote it. Kayotze Bahen. Okay. Kider Shatzayorim Roshmin. Some sort of a plaque. HaReza Chayav Mishum Kosev. So again, the word Mishum Kosev means that the Av Malacha is Kosev. So he wrote Siurim, he makes pictures on a slate or on a wall, and he's Chayev for a Tolda of Meleches Kosev. Right? No, because again, we're going to Tanakama, right? And the Tanakama sheet is that what? That there is only one Malacha here, there's only one Av, and that's Malacha's Kosev. Yeah. So Roshem is Chayev, the Chacham don't disagree with that, the Rambam Shita, but it's a Tolda of Malacha's Kosev. And here the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Bura, is not happy with the Rambam. So what is the Bir Halacha's Kash? The Bir Halacha appears on two different pages. It starts here on Kuf Tzadi, and then goes over to Kuf Tzadi Aleph. And he basically asks the following. That, according to the Rambam, there's no nafkamina between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi. In other words, Rabbi Yossi has Roshem as an Av, and he has Kosev as an Av. The Tanakhama holds that Roshem is only a told of Kosev. And therefore the Bir Halacha wants to assume that to make a machlokas here as to whether or not Yechayv and Kosev as an Av or as a Tolda, that doesn't make any sense. You know, the Rambam doesn't seem to indicate here that the machlokas is going to be whether Yechayv Shtayim or Yechayv Achas. And therefore the Bir Halacha comes to the conclusion that the Tanakhama doesn't have a Chiyuv Roshem at all against the Rambam. And in this case, the Bir Halacha seems to accept Rashi Shita, if I understand it correctly, that there's no Chiyuv Bechlal on Roshem according to the Tanakhama. The Rambam himself says Yechayah for Roshem, albeit as a Tolda. Now the Brice on Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Beis becomes a major subject of this Bir Halacha. The Brice says that according to Rabbi Yossi, Yechayev for Soret. That means you made Sritos. You made like lines. You know, what do they call them in English? Scrapings. What word could I use? Scratchings. And these scratches were meant as a symbol. And the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yossi Yechayev, according to Tanakhama Yepata. So the Bir Halacha sees a raya that according to the Tanakhama you're not chayev for Roshem at all. Meaning he identified Srita as Tziurim. What's the difference between Tziurim and Sritos? In both cases you're conveying whatever message you're conveying for purpose of matching or beauty or whatever the purpose is. And therefore, the Bir Halacha says, how can the Chacham say the Inachai for Soret unless they deny Meleches Roshem and Gansen? Completely deny it. And that's the sheet of Rashi that Enochinami the Tanakhama never held from Meleches Roshem. So therefore the Bir Halacha's conclusion is that Roshem, the Roshem of Rabbi Yossi according to Tanakhama is completely potter. Oh. So now the Bir Halacha wants to see if he can make some sense out of the Rambam. And he says that when the Rambam says that Roshem is a told of Kosev, he's not talking about the Roshem of Rabbi Yossi. The Roshem of Rabbi Yossi is Sritos. And that, according to the Tanakhama, is not Chayev at all. When does the Rambam say that Roshem is a Tolda? That's only in a case of Mitzayar Tziurim. So now, The Dir Halacha wants to say there are tvei dinim in the Rambam. There's one din of Sritos, that's a Roshem which only Rabbi Yossi accepted, and the Chachamim disagreed, and they completely rejected it, and that's why the Brisa says that according to Tanakami Yopatur, and the Rambam omits any mention of Sritos. But the Rambam has a new category of Roshem, which even the Chacham could accept, and that's called Tziyurim. So the Dir Halacha fundamentally differentiates between Tziyurim and Sritos. And he says the following. A tziur has a mashma'ut to it. Right? And not only that, it requires a certain umnus, a certain precision. Masha'enkein sritos, although it may have some sort of a symbol to it for matching purposes, but it requires absolutely no umnus. John, can you open the door? I think I heard that are they starting mincha? Are they davening mincha?
I think so, because they need everyone. They need us all.
Oh, they need us for a minyan?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll stop here. And we'll try to finish this up. Bili Neder, when is the next time we get together for Kosev? Or Roshe? I get confused. Today is what? It's Tuesday. So that would be on Thursday. Okay, Bili Neder.